With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tehran widely broadening its strikes on major energy facilities throughout the Middle East, and in doing so, eliciting some very strong warnings from the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, all three calling it a dangerous escalation. All three have also denounced the Iranian attacks targeting their natural gas fields. Restrictions easing rising oil prices.
The U.S. has issued a license that lets Venezuela's state-run oil company sell and export Venezuelan oil to U.S. buyers and on global markets. That move could have the effect of getting more oil into the world market. The Trump administration is looking for ways to ease oil prices that have soared during the Iran war. Separately, the White House said that for 60 days, Trump would waive Jones Act requirements for goods shipped between U.S. ports to be moved on U.S.-flagged vessels. The 1920s law, which is designed to protect the American shipbuilding sector, is often blamed for making gas more expensive. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance in Michigan in wake of last week's attack at a temple in West Bloomfield.
Yeah, we've got the FBI searching for people who have come in, usually illegally, to the United States of America, who might wish the United States ill will. We're continuing to get illegal criminals out of our country because those are very often the people who commit acts of violence against the United States of America, against our people. So there's a lot that we're working on.
And Vance says the Trump administration working very hard for all Americans.
What you need your government to do, what you should expect your government to do, is to stay on top of it and keep you as safe as possible. That's what we try to do every single day.
U.S. wholesale prices coming in hotter than expected in February. Labor Department reports its producer price index rose 0.7% from January. This is SRN News. A lot of kids these days are using AI chatbots.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, the kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, last week's attack on that synagogue in Michigan resurrecting fears about violence in houses of worship, targeting of the churches and synagogues on the rise all around the globe. And Thursday's attack making clergy everywhere very anxious about ambushes. A wide range of religious buildings have been targeted. This is SRN News. Decades after a Florida canal project was just abandoned, advocates now trying to, well, shall we say, reunite a couple of rivers.
Environmentalists want to permanently open a dam built for a canal that was supposed to cut through the middle of Florida from the Atlantic to the Gulf. The canal project was dropped more than a century ago because of environmental concerns, but the dam was built, and now some people want it removed or opened. Nina Bhattacharya is executive director of Florida Defenders of the Environment.
By removing the dam, we would reunite the rivers. We would reconnect Silver Springs, the Ocklawaha, and St. John's, and see natural flow of water.
I'm Julie Walker.
British authorities battling an outbreak of meningitis in southeast England. At least one college student has died. Officials say a pupil from a nearby school. It has also become very ill. More details, srnnews.com.